It is the big political story in the country today, this one. It really has. And it's you might expect this from the Daily Mail, perhaps not the Daily Telegraph. They're all rebelling against Theresa May's move to enshrine the date Britain leaves the EU. One of those named, Anna Soubry, says she takes it as a badge of honour and says none of these people named want to delay or indeed thwart Brexit. They want a good Brexit that works for everybody in the country. Let's talk to libertarian and co-founder of UKIP, Godfrey Bloom. Godfrey, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Roberta.
Godfrey, 10 of these MPs cover constituencies that actually voted to leave. Is that an issue here?
It's slightly illogical, as I would see it. If you look at the situation, Parliament overwhelmingly, with an overwhelming majority, decided to give the decision whether we left or whether we stayed to the electorate in a referendum. That was a decision overwhelmingly by Parliament. The Prime Minister wrote to every house in the land with a promise, and it wasn't an electioneering promise. It was a promise from the Prime Minister that when we made that decision in the referendum, stay or go, that would be implemented by the government of the day. And it was personal to every single household in the country. Then we had a general election. And everybody, the two main parties, Labour and Conservative, both leaders, both took the position that they would implement the decision of the referendum, and it would be as simple as that and straightforward as that. So we went into that election under that basis. Now, when Theresa May or the government of the day decides to implement that decision by suggesting that there should be a date for actually to leave, which is what the majority of people voted for, they're reneging on that. So they can't be surprised that they're being vilified.
Godfrey, are they really reneging? I mean, Anna Soubry, one of the 15, says this is not about... she's a Remainer. Because she says it's no longer about Remain or referendum. This is about leave. But it's not about stopping Brexit, Godfrey. It's about making sure we get a good deal, which at the moment doesn't seem to be what we're aiming for.
Well, no. You see, I take issue with that. We weren't asked that. When we voted in the referendum, it wasn't say, do you want to stay or do you want to go if we get a good deal?
Godfrey, well, we've got to leave. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean,
is there? You have people like Anna Soubry who are deeply devoted, almost religiously devoted to a federal Europe. These people aren't looking for a good deal. They're looking to delay and sabotage. This is the problem, and this is why they're being vilified.
Look, as a result of this front page today, Ms. Soubry has said she's been the subject of threats and has told the Commons that the matter has been referred to the police. Just have a quick listen to what she said, Godfrey.
They have just reported about 5, if not more, tweets to the police issuing threats against myself following the front page article on today's Daily Telegraph. And would you, therefore, Mr. Speaker, make it very clear to everybody and make sure they use language actually brings our country together.
The problem is, Godfrey, we have a very disunited kingdom at the moment, and almost to a point where an MP can't make a point in the Commons without the newspapers going for them and almost encouraging people to go out attacking them personally.
Well, I would take the view, and I've been... nobody's had much more vilification over the last 20 years than I have in the press and all sorts of things. I know all about being on the bum end of this, make no mistake. But she must do what Anna Soubry and those other people must do in a free electoral society, is to say, right, we must then form a party called the Rejoin the European Union Party. I formed one to leave. She must form one to stay. She should call either a by-election or start a new party. Why doesn't she resign, go to her constituents and say, I believe that we should not leave the European Union, vote for me. But she's not. She went to her election, she went into the general election saying that she would actually carry out the will of the electorate.
She still wants that.
And that's what she's reneging on.
She's not. She just wants a good deal, which at the moment the government doesn't seem to be able to deliver a deal of any sort.
Nobody, Roberto, believes her. They believe that there is a small group of saboteurs both in the Parliament and in the civil service, and they're trying to delay it. That is what most people believe, and that is what I believe. And I think if she was going to be honest, she should say, I'm calling a by-election, and I'm going to stand on the basis of voting against the government for a date to leave. That would be the honest and democratic thing to do. And what I should suggest is, if you can get on the programme, say, why doesn't she do that?
I'll tweet her and ask her. Godfrey, thank you. Godfrey Bloom, libertarian and co-founder of UKIP, is coming up.